The majority of Wisconsin students are performing at or above expectations. That was the biggest takeaway yesterday when the Department of Public Instruction released its annual report cards. Yes, schools get report cards too. In fact, all of Wisconsin's 422 public school districts receive yearly scores, as does each individual school. Overall, the scores for this year are painting a brighter picture for schools, but state officials say that they're not sure if that's an actual reflection of what's happening in the classrooms. Luckily, we have our education reporter Rachel Morello here to break it all down for us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So before we break down the details, we all know how students get their report cards, but how does the Department of Public Instruction calculate scores for schools? Could you remind us?
Sure. Like you mentioned, every district and every individual school gets its own report card. The state takes four measurements: student achievement on state tests, growth in student performance, how well schools close achievement gaps between student subgroups, and how well schools prepare kids for life after high school. This also includes data about graduation and attendance rates. And based on those measurements, the state gives each district and school an accountability rating, ranking them on what's essentially a five-star scale, one being the lowest and five being the highest.
And this year, it sounds like the majority of districts and schools scored at or above 3 stars, which would mean that they're qualifying as meeting or exceeding expectations. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. 82% of both public and private schools had 3 or more stars. The state's public school districts also did well. More than 95% got high marks. But there's an important caveat here, Rachel.
Oh, what's that?
Well, officials at the Department of Public Instruction say this could be related to the calculations. It's a little complicated to explain, but here are the basics. 2 years ago, state lawmakers mandated a change in the way DPI calculates growth on these report cards. And since growth is a year-to-year measure, this is the first year those calculations would show up in the school's scores. And that change in the growth calculation caused scores for some schools to fluctuate. So DPI officials say it's not clear whether those higher scores actually reflect improvements at the schools or just statistical volatility. This change has been flagged for students and parents on the affected schools' report cards.
Any other key takeaways from this round of report cards?
Well, folks in Racine will be pleased with their results this year. The Racine Unified School District received a passing grade, which means the district no longer faces the pressure of a potential state takeover. Racine Unified had received failing marks on last year's report card, and had it done so again, the state could have forced significant structural changes under a new law created to turn around failing schools.
Yes, and that's the same state law that caused some commotion in Milwaukee public schools just about a year ago.
That's right. It's called the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program, or OSPP for short. It basically lays out the process for creating a new governance structure for underperforming schools. That's schools that earn 1 star 2 years in a row on their state-issued report cards. And that was the case for MPS at the beginning of last year. But after quite a bit of drama, the possibility faded away when MPS got higher marks on its next round of report cards, just like Racine did this year. As a matter of fact, no districts received failing report card grades this go-around.
I'm sure that people are interested to see how their local school performed this year. So where can folks go to find those scores?
School and district report cards are searchable on the DPI website.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter, and you can read more of her coverage on our website, where you can also submit your questions about learning and education in southeastern Wisconsin. It's at WUWM.com/education.